You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Here we go. We're rolling. We're rolling deep tonight. I have a wonderful, great guest, as always. Every guest, every show is epic in itself. But tonight, I have to say it's one for the books because the guy I'm sitting across, I happen to know for, I would say, what, half a century? I've known him for an awful long time. And I hold to the highest esteem. I mean, the guy's done so much in the way of helping the community. He does fundraisers. He helps a lot of students with special needs who are so near and dear to our heart. You know, that's what we were about. And my platform is not just, you know, I like to bring about interesting folks, people that are in the arts, most importantly, because I'm in the arts. You know, I do the acting, the podcasting, radio, and I did at one point or another, I tried my hand at stand-up comedy. Now, that said, without further ado, I'd like to introduce my good friend. He's a DJ. He's a behaviorist. He's worked with children with special needs all his life. He's a teacher and educator in every sense of the word. But most importantly, like myself, we're parents. He's a parent to two wonderful children. He just had a baby about a year now. Well, here we go. Without a further ado, Mr. DJ Vic in the house.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, man? Such a long time in coming. You know, we talked about it. We said we're going to chop it up soon, and, you know, you're going to come into the studio. And now it finally happened, you know, it finally here. And we have a surprise for people watching. I mean, this is going to be a real good surprise. It ties into what at the essence, at the core of it, is what you've done. Definitely. You know, what you're about, helping others and giving back. So please, if you guys can, share it. As always, last week we had well over 800 listeners. When it was all said and done, we had about maybe over 1,000, but on Facebook alone, it's like 850. And then every week we've been blessed in a tremendous way to have the numbers that we're having, you know, just skyrocketing, man. And that's, I'm just blessed to say thank you for the viewership and the listenership that I guess we're doing something right or wrong, right? There's no such thing as bad publicity, somebody said out there. So Vic, man, I mean, dude, like, I don't even know where to start. You're a Valley guy. He's one of my first Valley people. I mean, you have these hats that are so cool. It's a 818 representing the Valley. I mean, that is so badass, bro.
Yeah. I'm always about representing, anywhere I come from.
That's right.
You know, anywhere that feels like home.
Awesome. And you started in the Valley. Where did you grow up, bro?
Actually, I was born in El Salvador. My parents migrated over here. I was about 4 years old. Lived up in South Central about till I was about 12. LA riots happened, I think, right before we moved to the Valley. Long story short, I've been here since I was 12. So I've been most of my life here in the Valley, I want to say.
That's awesome, man. So, you know, and did you, you know, I mean, there's a big contrast, right? This, you know, we have, I mean, it's all the same. You got people from all over the LA is LA. Anywhere you go, they're going to identify as those people are not from here. They're from LA. There's a certain way we talk, certain way we carry ourselves. And, you know, South Central LA, I have family living in South Central. So shout out to South LA, as they call it now, right? But yep. I still call it South Central. You know, when you're going to school there, you went through grade school there then, right? What school were you going to, bro?
Man, I hopped from school to school. It was tough. I went to, I think, Menlo, Normandy, 61st Street School. I know I'm leaving one out, but yeah, then eventually came to the Valley, Hazeltine.
Yeah.
Then Fulton Middle School.
Nice.
Van Nuys.
Shout out, Van Nuys. Did you go to Van Nuys High?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah.
Shout out to
Class
Van Nuys
of 99.
High. There you go, 99. Look at you. And, dude, and so, wait. When did you start, like, when is this whole idea or notion of, like, well, you know, I want to be a DJ. I want to play. I mean, we come from obviously, you know, I'm from East Los Angeles, East LA, Lincoln Heights representing, but we come from areas around LA where music is, like, the common denominator, common thread, if you will. Everyone listens to music, bro. I mean, we grow up with music. It's
in our blood.
It's in our blood, right?
It's embedded universal. In us.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it speaks to everybody.
Everybody comes together, right, when music is around.
Yeah, and like you said, music has just been in my roots. My dad, especially, he taught me a lot from, like, 50s up, you know, till now. Like, people have even questioned me, like, how do you know about this music?
Yeah. And you incorporate a lot of that into your sets.
Yeah, we'll do. Open format. It's just a little bit of everything. Why not, you know?
And I noticed, because when you play at work, you know, you'll play for the students. Man, it's a hoot, man. I watch you, and I can obviously conceptualize a lot of the stuff you're playing. You know, I resonate with. I'm like, man, dude, Vic is like from my era, dude. And you always like, I look forward to when you're playing, dude, to go out there and jam. Inside our head, you know, all the adults, you know, all who you are. You're all inside. You're like dancing. You're trying to break out of your shell.
A little bit of everything. A little bit of everything, especially play for the crowd. But yeah, music's been in my life. Let's say, you know, growing up. I think coming out of high school, I got into music more, you know, here in L.A., you know, the cars, you got to be bumping. Mm-hmm. So I always had a car with a system.
Nice.
And I was the one that always had that new song. Always seen like, oh, where'd you get that song from? Mm-hmm. You know, because I was always bumping on the street.
I'm going to tell you something, bro. I'm going to oust you here in front of everybody in a good way. You always seem to have like cutting edge clothing. Like your swag or your threads, or I don't know what kids say now, your drip, right? You always know how to rock it, dude. Like, just wear different hats to the side, like our boy Gil. So,
I try to. You have a little swag, you know. I can't help but say wifey's helped out a little bit, lately with the gear.
Shout out to your wifey. I know she's watching. You know, you guys have been a great pairing, man. And that same thing, you know, the way we met. At school, and it's just a blessing.
Crazy. So, yes.
Shout out to my girl as well. I know she's watching. I'm super. And then your boy, you have a year old Jackson now, right?
Yes.
That's his name, Jackson.
Yes.
How that changes our lives, right? When we have our children.
Oh, man, definitely. You know, as well, I have my daughter. She's about to be 10.
Shut up. 10 years old now?
10 years old.
Holy moly.
You know, not a little kid anymore either. But yeah, Jackson, man, interesting. Right? 17 months.
Is he already throwing the football around and stuff?
Man, he's bouncing up and down the walls, man. But, you know, he keeps me on my feet. Mm-hmm. Keeps me on my feet.
Wow, that's insane, dude. Yeah, I have a 20-year-old, man. My son is 20 years old now. He's on his own.
Grown man.
He'll never ask where hey, Dad. You know, he's just like, hey, Dad, can you Venmo some cash or whatever? I'm out with the friends and the buddies. But, dude, going back to, like, you remember in you know, growing up, because you grew up kind of that same era I did. Let's talk about the Rebels. I know, I knew we were going to talk a little bit about the Rebel style in the 90s and 2000s. You know, people were wearing like, did you have like the Harley boots with the torn jeans, tattered jeans?
Unfortunately, I did. I went through my little stage rolling up my sleeves too.
And the pompadour here.
It was crazy with the little bangs in the front. Yeah, I went through a little stitch. I'm not going to lie. Well, I mean, it kind of goes along with the
music, bro.
Finding yourself, you know. So during that time, I was in high school, and, you know, the whole music. Yeah. There was those, you know, the parties, ditch parties. They were all like house parties. But I think I still was more into like the more hip hop scene. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, reggaeton was coming up. So at that time, I kind of wanted to get into music production.
Cool.
And that's how I met Gilbert at the time. And he had like an MPC machine.
Shout out to Gil. I know he's listening too. He's probably watching it.
And we got into that, man. So for a couple years, I was into like making beats. We did a couple beats. Like we even have a song, actually. I'll show it to you one of these days that we made it. Yeah, it's kind of funky.
Dude, I didn't know that.
But we produced it. It was fun. But so like look, you know, growing up, I was looked up to like Timbaland, like the Neptunes.
Oh, yeah.
So life happened, you know, years went by. Music production never kind of came by. But like I said, always was the one that always had that new music or always had the music. Go to the parties. Hey, put your laptop on, whatever. Mm-hmm. Long story short, I remember my friend gave me a music program, virtual DJ.
Okay.
And at this time, I was at at the school we work at, right? Mm-hmm. It was about 2006, 2007. Little did I know, like I just started playing actually music, you know, for the students, because nobody really, and I was like, hey, let me just try, you know, and then I got hold of that program. I'm, you know, DJing off my laptop, quote unquote. That was just funny. It was a wreck, a train wreck with the transitioning. I mean, but, you know, you got to start somehow.
You
got to
start somewhere. It's very important.
So from there, so my friend was the first one that kind of gave me the DJ program. Mm-hmm. Then I met my other friend, Jeg. He worked at a bar called The Bunker in Reseda at the time. And he's like, hey, come in. You know, we need a DJ on the weekends. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I can't do that. Like, I don't, you know, I don't know what I'm doing.
It landed on your lap. So
So a little thing became like, started doing it, right? And, you know, went through my experiences with that. Little did I know where I'm at now, you know, like 10 years later or a little bit like stronger the last 10 years, I want to say. But
it takes a long time to get there, man, to where you're at, dude.
It does.
It really does.
But it all started. It all started working with the students, you know.
And now they all know you by DJ Vic, by the way.
Well, that's how the name came about. You know, at first my friends were like Vic, like the lighter Vic. And then. And they're like, nah, like, just keep it clean, DJ Vic, you know? And it's just simple, and it's been that, and yeah. So if the students know me, they're like, oh, DJ Vic.
And that's the greatest thing of it all, man. They come together, dude. All these wonderful students got with extra abilities. I don't call them disabilities because that's just negative. It kind of negates that. I think it's extra abilities, right?
Yeah. Like
little superheroes.
Well, you've been there through the years. You know, and I've grown. You've seen me grown as well.
Big time, bro.
Where I brought people to come perform for the students.
You did.
And
you did.
Those are the same people that I network with here in the Valley, or I met along the way, where I used to do my own shows, you know, like have performers, I have vendors.
That's right.
So I'm pretty sure I know a good amount of people in the Valley, vendors, or just DJs, just anybody in a way.
You network a lot, man. And the thing is that, you know, the most important thing is you're passionate about what you do. You help out the students in many ways. So through music, through guiding them, through guidance, you know, educating them at school, per se. You do quite a bit. I mean, because you could see a lot. We're about to find out later. We have someone very special you guys are going to love. And some of you guys that are watching from schools that we worked at, they're going to know. They're going to know who we're talking about right away. And someone that's talk about mentorship. This man right here has mentored this person in such a way where, You'll see. We'll talk about that. We'll let this guy speak for himself. That's going to come very soon. But I wanted to get back on your parents. Were your parents like always supportive through the journey, through this, you know, journey of DJing? Or did they say, no, buddy, I think you ought to try something different and go through
this? Well, I think because of the fact that I started so late, I want to say I started like early 30s, that I kind of just got into the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I think at first they were just kind of like almost like a waste of time.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, you know, the same money you're making, you're spending it or whatever.
That's so true, dude.
Yeah. So little did they know, you know, I don't know. It's been great, to be honest. Really been blessed.
Good. Yeah.
It's been a blessing.
It really has.
I never thought I'd be at the, you know, point at where I'm at. So and I honestly don't consider myself anything other special than any other DJ. Like, you know, I stay humble. Like, I work with any other DJ that I can, and every DJ that I have worked with, yeah, like, it's been cool, you know?
Are you mentoring, let me ask you, mentoring one of our co-worker friends, are you mentoring Rudy? Because I see Rudy sometimes get on the...
He always tries, he thinks he has a playlist and stuff, but he's always trying to ask me for playlists.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that takes time, bro. It does, though.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, even to this day, I think I have about more than 20,000 songs on my laptop.
Truth be told, dude, seriously?
You know how much time that is?
Dude.
And they still need to be like synced. They need to be queued. They need to be like renamed, like playlists. It's never ending work.
I happen to enjoy a lot the way you go from one song to, I know absolutely nothing about DJing. I've been around DJs, but it's like, you know, I'm like, dance. I'm too busy having a good time back in the day that I never really, like, really cared to know. I know it's an art form in and of itself because I remember seeing some of the older cats that used to spin from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they kind of let the song go in. And just the way the song is subtly going, it's unbelievable. Dude.
You don't even expect it, right?
You don't even expect it.
So that's the thing that during COVID, mm-hmm. kind of helped me out. I want to say, you know, nobody was DJing at the time. So I started DJing at Taco's Way in San Fernando.
Okay.
My other homie, DJ Empire, kind of gave me, you know, helped me out there. So then what I learned there was that, like, I had to be there every week. So I needed, you know, my library and stuff. And then I noticed people would, or, you know, want different type of music.
Yeah.
So then to me, it became like, this is my platform. Like, absolutely. You're here, I'm going to put on a show for you,
right,
pretty much.
Right.
And, you know, just, so I'm going to give you all my styles that I have.
You took advantage of that time. Yeah. To, and like, just say, you know what, I'm going
to. Yeah, to show you what I got. And if you want to book me, you know, this is what I got.
That's smart, bro.
So I started doing that because it's just, you know, people like Quebradita. They like oldies. They like hip hop, R&B. Like, it just goes from one thing to another. So I learned to pretty much the whole form of transitioning. Like, I'm not too fancy about, you know, whole scratching and all that.
Right, right.
But
right.
I keep it with the whole transition, like you said.
Yeah, transition is
the
subtle,
song
bro.
Pretty much finishes, and the next song comes in, and you don't even,
and just
like,
to know, like, to have the right cue and the right song is going to complement the last song.
And that's what I mastered. And that's what I mastered was that, like, oh, the transitioning, where, like, it needs to be on point. Where exactly the song is just, it finishes and the other song just comes in clean without even having to do something sometimes. It does it is on its own.
And I've seen the also transition of you starting out, like kind of a newbie over the years.
Yeah.
So I can honestly tell you, I have an ear for
music.
Well,
it was a train wreck. It was horrible.
But it was the best place to do it.
Yes.
It was a train wreck. Because the kids just want to have a good time.
It was
a
train wreck. Well, yeah, like growing up, you know, I ended up cutting my own hair. I used to cut my dad's hair, but
and now you cut hair too.
For practice on the kids, right?
Right. Hey, but you got good at it because the fades are really good. I used to cut
Boy Gilbert's hair too for a minute, but you know, over the years, you know, it's gone a little bit. So,
you know, what'd you say? Taco's Way.
Taco's Way.
Hey, so shout out to Taco's Way. I hope you guys have some tacos lined up for us because we're plugging you in right here.
Yeah,
I
want to thank them for actually giving me that platform at the time, you know, with the whole DJing. It wasn't really out there. But because of them, I was able to develop the whole open format DJ.
Right.
And that's the whole mixing whatever genre to another genre and it be clean, you know.
Yeah.
But now every Friday, you could catch me at Hanzo Fridays.
Did you hear that?
At Hanzo Sushi on Fridays.
That's
I'm there
good,
every Friday. I'm open for private gigs. And also, I don't know if I told you, I actually did a couple, last two Saturdays, I did Club 54 in Pasadena.
You did. You mentioned that to me. I said, dude, you're going to pass. That was my neck of the woods back in,
that was
we're in our 20s. You know, the club's a 35er and all the different clubs on there. Yeah,
it's pretty insane out there. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Shout out to my boy, DJ Fabian, for that one.
Very cool.
But yeah, I'm gonna be out there again in August. You know, just
hey, did you do the like Low Theory something and Down in the Heights?
No, I heard of that.
Remember, they used to have a show. Low End Theory. It closed down at the airliner.
Yeah,
but growing up, the airliner, man, it started pumping. I go, who's behind this? A couple of DJs from my high school.
Yeah,
they started opening that, but it opened to so many people. And then one day we brought it up in a conversation you never having, and you said about something about the Low End Theory, but it closed. As far as I know, it's no longer. That thing for a while was slamming, dude.
Yeah, Airliner was actually still, I think it's still going on.
Is it a club still?
I think it's more performer slash bar lounge. You know, one of the homies actually just passed away.
Who?
Big promoter, Young Baca. I don't know if you met him, but he was underground hip hop scene. And you know,
really?
It was unfortunate for the community, but yeah, he passed away about 2 weeks ago.
And it's important to, and you know, our hearts go out to the family for sure, man, because that's anyone that, I mean, passes away and he lives to say it's a loss. And I'm how much more if you know the folks are there in that small, tight community.
And now it's tough. He's another person that I work with even during COVID where, you know, he gave me a DJ opportunity to work with him. He was cool and he did his thing. And yeah, it was just unfortunate the way, you know, he went down.
Yeah. I was going to ask you something regarding clubs and what. Mm-hmm. How does one as a DJ make money? Is it like a set price or you're not allowed to talk about it? Or do you get tips or do people say, hey, you know what? You're going to get a cut. You know how when you promote clubs, you get a cut?
Okay, so the whole club scene, bar scene, lounge scene, You know, like whole Hollywood scene is kind of tough. I'm not sure. I know it's not for everybody, but most on average is it's tough on the getting paid. Because you're expected to promote, you're expected to bring people, and not unless you're a big name, then you'll get a pretty good price.
Right, right. Because you're going to set your bar wherever you want.
Yeah, like me, as far as for myself, at the point where I'm at in my life, what works for me is like doing the restaurant for me, which is on Fridays. I go and, like I said, I have an open format.
Free range. Yeah, you get to do whatever you
my
want.
Platform and just. Yeah, and I'm giving out business cards. I'm getting tips,
and you're promoting yourself,
definitely. And then from there, you know, I get the private gigs. But every now and then, like I said, I'll do the club bar scene or stuff like that because it's just for promotion as well. And then you know the experience, like it's a nice experience. Right. It's different.
So it's like you're going to the gym and you're getting paid for that. So it's
yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's pretty
people
cool.
might hit you up and say, "Hey, I got this 16, you know, Suite 16 Quinceañera happening next weekend. Are you up for a little gig, little side gig?" That's cool, dude.
Yeah. So it just kind of sucks. I want to say there's an average where you pay maybe 100 to like 300 for like a regular DJ. Mm-hmm. You know, depending too if you need to bring your equipment and not bring equipment. Like that's just you know it's. I don't know. It varies, but it's just an average that I think clubs and bars kind of pay the DJ, not unless you're like a big DJ.
Right. And, you know, you say that this whole is how the bars and DJs, like when you played at the, I remember years ago you played at the, is it the Witch's Brew? You used to do an event there?
Yeah.
Was that for the Christmas fundraiser? Because you also
did
a toy drive?
Yeah, so I got involved in the whole toy drive thing because I started doing the shows. And I always like to have more at my shows, not just performers. And so, yeah, I linked up with, like, fundraisers. I started doing toy drives and anything in the community.
Help out.
Yeah.
Now, what happened to the toy drive? Because you, like, I asked you one time. I was like, I don't know.
So the guy I was working, well, the person I started with, they shot me to another person. Then that person left. And then, honestly, since the baby was born, haven't had a chance to link back up with somebody. Right.
Well, you have your hands full, you have your plate full. I'm happy because, you know, at the end of the day, that's the most important thing is to be a dad, man, and it takes up a lot of work, right?
Beautiful, definitely. I got up at 6 a.m. every morning, but...
Wow, rise and shine, baby.
It's a beautiful thing, though. You know, honestly, as much as I love DJing, just spending my time with my family, it's the best.
I echo, dude, your sentiment, just, man.
You know, watching my kids grow, like, especially my son. Like, sometimes I stare at that guy and I still can't believe he's my son.
Well, it's yours and Myra's, to be fair. Myra's like, wait a minute, I had the baby. So, dude, I can't believe, I remember, like, when your daughter, you know, when she was, like, one or two and you bring her around. Dude, she's going to be 10?
Yeah, she's going to be 10. That's another thing right there.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's
my beautiful princess.
Yeah, absolutely. And you treat her as such. What I've heard the conversations and stuff. You know, I got to tell you, it's great that when you show your children kind of, you know, okay, let's suppose that your son were now 15 or a young you, right? Or we could go that. Like, it sounds cliche. Like everybody says, a young me, what would I say to him? Would you still take the same path you took, or would you have said, done something else and done the traditional, I'm going to go to college, do something else? Not that you haven't gone to college, you've probably done college, but I'm saying, I just go the other direction and just do something that's more like, oh, I'll just be a cookie cutter thing, I'll just be a doctor, a lawyer, anything else. Would you have done that way, or you've just done exactly what you've done now?
Honestly, if I had the chance to go back, I'd take advantage of the time. Like even at the time, I thought, joining a band was being a nerd, and look at Neptunes. They actually come from being nerds, and they became one of the biggest producers that we have now. To just take advantage of the time in school and just you know, do what you have to do, build your life. I stuck with the party life in a way, and made some wrong choices, haven't been the best choices, but I think now making the best of everything.
I think it's you know what? I looking back at myself, I think I probably would have done a couple things myself different. But at the same time, no, because it's part of our trajectory. Well, it's part of our journey, bro.
It makes you, at the end of the day,
you know?
All those experiences, whether they were good or bad, have built you who you are now.
If nothing else, we could be good counselors to other, to the younger
youth. Definitely. The youth.
And God knows a lot of them could use some of that knowledge and wisdom right now.
Yeah, before, little do you know, they're always looking up to you.
They always are. And, you know, I got to tell you, dude, you know, we learn from one another, and I think the compassion, you know, we have empathy and compassion for others, and we see people and you know, students, and sometimes need a hand and stuff. And, you know, you doing that, the mentorship is very important, because, you know, when you mentor someone, it's everything. You might have saved them from possibly being graced by a bullet, being hurt, or ending up in jail, serving time, like a lot of people that we may know of that have done. But I'd like to bring somebody to the stage, if you will, here to the studio, and give him the platform. And his name, before I go on, I know this dude came up. Can you text this dude and let him know is he out there in the, I wonder if he's still here. You think he left?
I don't know.
Is he? Oh, he's still here.
Wow,
oh my God.
This guy.
I thought we got rid of him. No, I'm kidding. We have here with us. I mean, we're pretty blessed. For you to grace us with your awesomeness. Look at you and your coolness.
With his gasolina shirt, the tattoos now.
We want to talk about the tattoos. Guys, DJ Mike in the house. Give it up for DJ Mike.
DJ Mike,
man.
Hey.
And tell us who started, DJ Mike. Who started? First of all, thank you for being here. I know we talked already a little bit earlier. Thank you for being here. It means a lot. It means the world to me that both of you guys are here. But I want to know your story. Why don't you share it to the world? There's a million people listening at least and watching my show like every week. Why don't you tell folks, you know, how you got started in being a DJ? Who helped you? You were once a student right out of school. And then what happened? Tell us.
Hi, my name is DJ Mike. I learned how to be a DJ for DJ Bit. He taught me everything. And I learned.
Okay, let's start over again. My bad. Sorry, I meant to mute you on purpose. Not kidding. We have DJ Mike in the house.
What's up, guys?
Hey, DJ Mike.
There you are. You come alive, and he lives.
Yes.
How did you get started in this whole world of DJing, dude? Like, I obviously know the story, but the rest of the world doesn't. Can you kind of go through how it started? When did you start? You were once a student out of school, and then you met.
I met DJ Vic. He taught me, and I love listening to music. I'm learning so much by Vic. Now I'm more learning big artists, CC Love and Ronald. And I came better. I used to be a student at that school.
Yeah.
And I got nervous. I'm not all there. I try to make new friends. And then it's not the same anymore.
But you got started. You know, he taught you the nuts and bolts. But look at now. Honestly, I thought this dude was just like messing around like a lot of people do, but look, he's carved out a career, bro, a full-fledged career.
This guy's at the gym. He spins at this show called
Gasolina.
Like, look at him.
He's got,
if you check out his Instagram, he's got pictures with girls all over the place.
Is that all the service, everything, you name it.
Wow, dude.
Living the dream,
You are living the American, the all-American dream. And you got more tattoos. You got tattoos since you're like 5 years old, right?
My efforts. I got a tattoo? Yeah. It's not.
Wait. First, you got a tattoo when you were how old? What's your first tattoo?
19.
19? That wasn't too bad. You're 19
not
years
too
old.
Bad.
Okay.
Then I move on, different tattoo. It's a leopard.
How many tattoos do you have?
Be honest with you guys, like 20.
Holy shit, dude. You're balling. He's got money. This dude seriously got money. Now tell us about the tattoo that we're talking about.
Oh,
you want to talk about it?
No. Okay, I got you. Like, I got this new tattoo called CC Love, and I got it, like, I care about her, too. Like, I don't know why I told myself that I shouldn't not get it.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm not there, I got it. Anyways, she saw it, she's impressed.
Impressed over it, huh?
Like, she helped me a lot, too.
Okay. All right. So you got a tattoo. Let's put it out there, right, guys? This gentleman here got a tattoo of a young lady on his arm, or where'd you get it?
It's on my
shoulder,
left shoulder.
Okay. Yep. So why don't you get the tattoo of DJ Vic, since he's the one that taught you everything there is to
know? I should. Like, hold it. I think it's wrong. No, I don't like that. Like, I should. Not to. Like, people think it's like...
No, you're good, Mike.
It's a total joke. Right. It's just joking. It's me messing around. So she means a lot to you, right?
She's been a lot to me.
Has she mentored you also?
She does, too. Like, if I need anything, I text her how I bought her... like music plan. Mm-hmm. I done more music.
Cool.
And she gave me a discount. Like, she gave me her own green room, ball service, you name it, we did it.
Is she holding you against your will? Tell the truth.
Be honest with you? No.
No, he really. But let's get back to Vic. I mean, you asked Vic, or how does this all start? You asked a DJ Vic, because you're like, DJ Vic, I always remember you always helping them with setting up and stuff. But When do you start? Once you arrived at the school, and then you said, I want to be a DJ, or you just heard the first time, hey, I could do that too?
No, like, first I started that school. Mm-hmm. First, that school, I got transferred to the new school.
Right.
And then I saw Vic. I'm close to Vic. Like,
right.
I love his music. I'm learning more.
Of course you are. Yeah, and I do then, too. Good music.
He taught me everything, like music, how to do more stuff towards it.
Okay. And you suddenly decided, hey, you know what? I want to be just like Vic, right? Like DJ Vic.
Now I came bigger to a better place.
Okay. And then when you graduated from the school, you went on to do your own thing.
My own thing. I graduated, I did my own thing. I got my...
Harvard didn't work out for you. The hell with that is DJ, dude, for sure. Okay.
No, like, I started doing it at the gym. Like, I like it.
So you play music at the gym?
The public, private party, Halloween, Christmas, we do all that.
Do you realize that people are losing weight to his music, dude?
Yeah, bro.
What kind of music are you playing and they're getting those people fit?
I play reggaeton, hip-hop, and reggaeton EDM. That's brand new, came out.
Wow, and EDM. I love EDM. So we got folks... Jose Castellano, say DJ Vic.
What's up?
Robert Diaz. Bobby, what's up, Jimbo? What's up, Bobby? Bobby's going to be a comedian, by the way, a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
That dude's funny. I don't even know why he doesn't start. I told him I'll help him. And then Daniela Castaneda says DJ Vic.
What's up, comadre?
That's awesome. Dude, it's just great, man. I just want to give a shout-out to the people. You know, tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to share. There's about a million. Right now, we got about a million, dude, listening.
Nice.
And then now that you came in, a million and a half. Look at that.
A million and a half?
Right.
DJ Mike.
We got some cloud. We got some cloud here. No. So, dude, it's great. I like, you know, the fact that you're making money and you're going to different places. Now, let me ask you something, Vic. You know, how do you feel, dude, like right now, you know, forget that it's a show. I mean, we're talking. We're friends. How do you feel that you helped out this young man, dude, get his life started? Look, he's making money, dude.
I don't know. It's kind of weird, you know? Like, not weird in a bad way, but, like, that, like, I still remember the day they called me to the office because this guy was sitting there. He, you know, he was pretty shy. And, like...
This dude?
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. Wow. Like, it's weird to, like...
They break out of the shell.
Or, like, to see where he's at.
Wow.
And remember, like, yeah, you know, he's over here, like, sitting in the chair, kind of huddled up.
Fetal position.
Yeah, and I'm like, what's up, bro? Like, you know, DJ Big. He's kind of like, what's up, you know? And I'm like, you know, you want to learn how to DJ? What's up, you know? And he was like, yeah. So you kind of saw him kind of, like, just... And then from there, little time has gone, he's come out, you know,
awesome,
to like where I've DJed. Okay. He's kind of seen like what's been going on, what I've done, where like, you know, I've told him to him like this and that. And he'll hit me up too, like, hey, I want to buy this controller, or I want to buy this, or I bought this. What do I do? Kind of thing. And then the rest, I mean, it's been on him, you know, it's been on him.
This guy, it's a testament that anyone that puts it, like you said, you set your mind to whatever you want to do, it gets it done. I mean, congratulations.
No, honestly, definitely.
Mike. You owe him money. You know that, right?
Dude, nah.
The dividends, bro. The residuals.
It's good, man. I'm happy for him to see where he's at. You know, like, he's living the dream, you know?
Emilia Sanchez says, woo. Go, Vic.
Hey.
There you go. You brought quite a bit of people, man. You're a good dude. You got a lot of people here. you know, that have come together. And this is the beauty of social media, too. You
it's
know?
All the family Everyone love, man. Together. Family love and friends. And appreciate it.
Amen to that. Dude, so what's next? You're going to, like, you're going to be hitting the bigger clubs or what? Listen, what do you think?
I could do it. Like,
no, don't. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do
That's
it.
Some conviction, man.
But, guys, uh-huh. I still got the barbershop.
Like, that's all good.
There you go.
And good. Then last I had an event at San Diego and Hollywood and apartment 503.
503? Don't give your address out, dude.
No. They actually did like a video for me, like with the boss service, is my name on it.
That's what's up.
And then I like it.
Nice.
And then I learned, still practicing. I got my own studio room. My
what?
House.
Look at you, dude. We're going to go hang out in his room, dude. It sounds like you're, like you said, you are living the dream, bro. But, you're living large these days.
But, guys, I got four awards.
Four awards.
I got two CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is all different companies.
Dude, at the end of the day, you've done your job at the at school, bro.
Right.
It's worth it.
We got Daniela. It says, he's amazing. We love him so much. He's the best. He is the best.
I'm really,
it's really cool, dude, to have this happen here. You know, and I don't know. We thought about it, and then I told you how likely is it to get this cat in here.
I know. Even Myra, like, not too long ago, was like, aren't you leaving soon? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, dude, I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, I got to go to the show. I forgot.
Hey, yesterday, I'm like, he left me hanging. I was telling my wife, Stephanie. Hi, sweetheart. Well, Tony, you know what? Perhaps he's probably not going to make it after. I'm going to scramble to see what else I can get. Maybe I'll get the guy down the street. Hey, dude, I'll give you $20.
And I told, right when I text you, I was in bed, literally. And I'm like,
no worries.
I forgot to text Jimmy.
No, I mean,
man, we've been on vacation, just enjoying it.
Isn't it great, dude, to be on vacation?
Trying to relax, you know, but honestly, the baby just, his routine just kind of takes up your day.
So how does it work? Tell me, how does the day start with the baby?
6 a.m.
Okay, I know you said
average
that.
Average time. About 6:30, you know, start getting him ready for the day, change him clothes-wise, and give him his bottle. From there, then he has his playtime. Eventually, he has to eat. We eat breakfast. Then he goes to nap time. Dude. Then that's when you're okay, you either take a nap or you actually go do stuff that you need to do. That's the tough one, but right now we're like, nah, let's get stuff done. Let's get stuff done.
And you're getting it done, dude. It's so crazy. So how does it feel like, because I only have one, obviously, my son, James Matthew, but you have two kids. So the second go around, so to speak, do you feel like it's way easier because you kind of like, I already got a handle on it because you had your dad
luckily,
the first time around?
Since I want to say the age gap, like at least my daughter kind of more independent on her own. So, you know, I'm able to kind of just, like, be with Jackson a little more. And she understands, too, where it's like, look, he's a baby. You understand? But I'm able to juggle it. We're like, okay, and also take care of her. We're like, she needs to go to art class. She needs to do whatever she needs to do. And
I see you. Sometimes I hear you. Like, mama, you got to get the books done. You got to do this. You got to be on it.
Yeah.
And that's good, man.
And you got to give time. I try to give my time to every person I can, to be honest.
And you do. And so the priorities sort of have to be rearranged, right?
Man,
rearranged.
Sometimes I'm like, I wish it could be like 100 vigs, man. Mm-hmm. Even with gigs, because sometimes I'm like, with gigs, like literally I have no gigs and someone will be asking like 5-6 people asking for the same day. And I'm just like, come on, man. What's up with this day?
That's I have other days. That's what you got to need the mic.
That's what you got to use. Always playing himself right? in. Dude, you're a good salesperson. Man, you just can't. You're good, dude. You're putting yourself out there, right? You can say DJ Mike.
DJ
you
Mike need is Vic.
Another DJ. DJ Vic and DJ Mike, right?
Yep.
You'll be able to throw give them your social handles, right? Your social media handles later in a little bit. I wanted to talk a little bit about something a little more serious, you know. I understand that some time ago, and Diana says shout out to DJ Vic. That's your sister. Hey. Hey, what's up, Diana? How you doing?
Wow,
Emilia
Sanchez
says, Jaxi, the cutest. So, you know, I wanted to see if that was okay. We could talk, and you said, yeah, you know, we could talk a little bit about it. You dealt with someone in the family had cancer, right? Of the breast, and that's a very, very serious situation that a lot of people, it seems like, are undergoing these days. You know, you notice, And it hits people at different ages. Like, by and large, a lot between, you'll see people between 30 and 40, maybe 50. But at times, people get it when they're 70. I mean, yeah, when they're older, I mean, you know, cancer comes, you know. You got to, somehow, when you're older, you got to go out somehow, right? But I wanted to know, you know, in your case, you know, if it's okay to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, how do you grapple with that, bro? Like, at first, I mean, you know, and the reason why I tell you that is because I will openly say my mom battled with breast cancer once upon a time. And that, you know, I kind of understand somewhat, you know, like how we deal with that. But life becomes way more serious. And you know, I'm grateful that in this case she was able, like my mom, you know, was able to beat it.
Yeah.
And can you walk us a little bit through what's the thinking process? How did you feel at first? Like, what did you guys think you were going to do?
Ah, man, it was pretty tough. I want to say it's during that time we were actually trying to get pregnant. Well, she was trying to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know, want to have a baby. And then we found out about it that, you know, she could have a chance of this. And she did. She had a prior history about it. So we, you know, even put the whole hold on the baby plans because we wanted to focus on her cancer.
Right.
And actually the day, I think it was like a day or two off or like that, at the same time where she found out she had cancer and at the same time she found out she was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, that you ask, right. Like, how do you, that's, it was. What do you do at the time? Because right. You're like
scrambling,
you're
bro.
Pregnant, right? You're like,
you're
yay.
Scrambling for answers,
but
dude.
Then you're like, wait, is yeah. the baby gonna be okay? Like, what's yeah. gonna happen? Like, are you gonna be okay?
And it's almost an extreme to the other. You're like, super excited now. Yeah. You're like, what the hell?
You know? We're over here trying, and then the minute that we least expect, like she's pregnant, we're like, damn. So, you know, she sat down, she talked to all of us about it, had to talk to the doctor about it. Luckily, the doctor said she could go on with the pregnancy. They would do the surgery in between, like a minor surgery in between, and then do the, like, a full mastectomy,
right.
Which she did.
Okay.
It's been a long road. You know, honestly, I don't think we thought we would see the end or the light. The day by day, though, it was tough. You know, I stuck by her side as much as I could.
Yeah.
You know, with the baby as well. There was tough days, but he had to stay strong. And honestly, I think that's where the baby comes in, and that's what like really helped her push through.
Yeah, man. You know, thank you for sharing that testimony. You know, and thank God, you know, Almighty, yeah. that God came through, and by the grace of God, both her and my mom are still alive.
No, definitely.
and they eradicated the whole thing. You know, the whole thing is done with. Somebody says here, Myra Perez says, the most supportive man, truly God sent. You are
my
fight would not be possible without you. Love you, DJ Vic. That's beautiful.
That's my wife.
That's beautiful. Man. And she was honored. I wanna kind of lighten the mood a little, if you will. She was honored by a football team, right? Tell us about that, because I remember her mentioning it to me, and I was like,
yeah,
oh, I can't wait to see the video.
We do a walk for the Susan G. Komen, and last year, you know, she gets a lot of support, and actually she got honored with a lot of other survivors. On a Monday night football game, Chargers versus Cowboys. It was dope experience, yeah. man. Dope experience.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
she came out on the big screen and everything.
Wow.
Yes. Experience of a lifetime.
That is beautiful.
She deserved it, though, yeah. you know. And
she's
more.
A fighter. They're fighters, yep. man. I'll tell you, they're fighters. And you know, and is they, through it all, you guys have kept – I don't know how you guys did in you know, because you're good, man. Like, you know, you just kept going and got to smile. As both of you guys are smiling despite all the – you know, like the trials and tribulations you are literally going through, bro. And it's hard, man. You know, I can honestly say I've been through those trenches and I hide it, dude, really well with laughing and making jokes and whatnot. But, you know, at the end of the day, God is good, man. And you know, I'm really happy that it worked out. And I just wanted to, you know, to mention this in passing, that whoever is going through something like this at this time or knows somebody is, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Just because you get you know, the bad news, so to speak. They drop that bomb on you. This doesn't mean that's the end of the world, man.
Gotta stay strong. And my wife actually gives the advice to, is you could go 20, 30, go get yourself checked. It's not, you know, it's not that early.
Right.
Or not that late. Like, go get yourself checked.
Absolutely, 100%.
Cancer is just attacking. Yeah. It's just getting everybody.
It's ravaging, bro. It's coming.
You know, like you said before, it usually was like 30s, 40s. Nah, man, it's hitting earlier than that. Wow. So if you see a sign, just go get yourself checked.
Get yourself. And then somebody's, Amelia Sanchez says, Myra is a warrior. Truly, she is. Truly, she really is. We got maybe just a few more minutes that, you know, I wanted to open up the platform for you guys to, you know, anything you guys want to talk about or also plug in, maybe where we can see some of your stuff. But definitely, more importantly, your social media handles. You want to drop, where can people follow you?
You can catch me on Instagram at DJVic_818, Facebook, DJ Vic. Yeah, Hanzo Sushi on Fridays. You know, and I'll be at Club 54 again. I'm here and there. I do private gigs. I post wherever I'm at on my social media, so just stay tuned. Other than that, my boy Mike right here.
What's up, DJ? What's up, Mike? Guys? What you got to say? What's your social media handles, dude?
My ID is DJ_Mike818. I still go live every day. Say what's up to fams. And catch us every Friday night.
He's famous. At
charismatic. Look at his face.
Avalon and the gyms. Definitely check out the gyms.
You guys are already ready to spin. Hey,
doesn't this cap remind you of us? We're younger. We do the whole rebel thing and the pretty boy look.
Yes.
You got the pretty boy look with the earrings and the hair and the eyebrows. And look at you.
Thank you.
That's what's up, man.
Once again, I got my new merch coming out, guys.
There you go.
I got new merch coming out. I'm making t-shirts and swords.
You got merch too, right?
Yeah, same. I have some merch. I'm actually working on a new logo, thinking about reamping it up. So we'll see how the logo works.
I already got my new logo.
Yeah, for now, like, just stay posted on my social medias. You know, catch a mix here and there. I wish I could do some more live mixes, but sometimes, I'm tired, sleep, or, you know, spend time with the baby.
Hey, you could do a playlist, put it up on loop. Yeah. Just let it play over and over.
I'm going to see. People have been asking me for another mix, so I might start doing mini mixes here and there.
I think that's just people need that. People. Yeah. And the world need that inspiration and influence and positive influence. I'm Jim Francis Mesa, guys. This is my acting name, as you know, and I'm running for mayor, honorary mayor, that is, of Tarzana. So please look me up on Google or any platform myself. I'm really beyond satisfied to have you guys really made my day,
Thank
bro.
You for having me, man. Honestly, it's been an honor. Really. Thank you. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, to be honest, but it's been really cool, really dope. I appreciate you just letting me come and share my word, and you know, even this guy over here.
Can we make it a habit? I mean, you can come back. Yeah, in why October, not? September. You know,
maybe bring a guest or two.
Bring somebody else.
Bring some other people.
Not
for
Mike,
sure.
Right?
Like that.
We're not shading. You were joking, dude. That's my show, guys. Almost Famous. You can also buy one of my books, Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver, or Juicy or Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver on Amazon. Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver podcast, or Jim and James Morning Podcast with my boy James Welsh. You could look us up on you know, anywhere. I mean, iHeart, just don't follow us home. Otherwise, that's my show. Thank you. Have a blessed rest of your night. Thank you.
Shout out to the family, Jack.
Shout out.
To my girl.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Mesa, only on LA Talk Radio.